Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 23 of our birthday letter month. Will you help us reach our goal this month? Well, here are a couple of letter writers that have been a help so far. Now, if you were listening to my Manager's Desk this past Friday, you would have heard me share a letter about zero versus O when giving our phone number. John heard my discussion about it and shared these comments with us. Good afternoon, WRVM. As a guy that's always looking for shortcuts, and yes, my wife would agree, I'm all in favor of calling a zero an O. I was surprised someone pointed this out, but we all see things from different perspectives. That's what keeps life interesting. Oh, one last thought. When my bank account shows empty, I don't say, zero. I say, uh-oh. Thanks, John. I got a kick out of that. Well, Sandra wrote her letter on our actual birth date, September 17th, and she wrote, "Dear Mike and staff, I just want you to know that I'm really enjoying the new live stream app. For example, the radio in my bedroom is old and can't get the Appleton translator at 101.7, or should I say 101.7, which I usually listen to. The app comes in clear. Here's a question for you. How does one work the sleep timer? I assume I would set the timer for the number of minutes I want the music to play and then touch start. That doesn't seem to work. I'm using an iPad, not a phone. I don't know if that makes any difference." Well, to be honest, I didn't even know we had a sleep timer on the app, so I checked it out on my iPad, and sure enough, it didn't work for me either. So I asked our engineer, Alan, about it. He confirmed it doesn't work, knew about it, in fact, because it didn't work, he asked the software developer to just remove that option from our app. But somehow it's found its way back. So in short, don't lose any sleep over the sleep timer not working. It doesn't. But hopefully we can get that option removed from our app permanently, or maybe they can fix it. Who knows? Well, I learn a lot from reading your letters. Your feedback, comments, and suggestions are very enlightening and encouraging. Thank you for taking the time to let us know you're listening and what programs you enjoy listening to. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. That's Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174. Or email us at WRVM@WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.